SBS Radio.
Hello, my name is Nicola Osher. I am the artistic director of Sheer Madness. I started Sheer Madness with Gary Holtman, the festival director, way back in 2010, and took a little break for the last 2 years, and I've come back this year as artistic director. I'm also an avid musician and lover of music. I play the drums and a few other instruments, and that's what led me into this role.
Can you tell us, what are we getting this year?
This year, it's quite a smorgasbord of music. Well, it often is. But we've got everything from, you know, one-woman stand-up comedian, musician Jude Pearl from Melbourne, who features at many comedy festivals around Australia and the globe, to our international act Nefesh Mountain, that are a bluegrass Jewish music band coming out from the States. We've got some dancing bands that play your traditional klezmer and Balkan music, such as Hello Tut Tut from Melbourne and On the Stoop from Sydney. We've got some Israeli and Moroccan Jewish music from Shai Shriki from Byron Bay, who also plays in Temple of Song, which is another wonderful act from Byron Bay. We've got a kids' concert this year with an excellent young Jewish kids band called Tiptoe Giants. We've got some of the best classical music on the scene with Simon Tedeschi and Roger Benedict and Elena Katz-Chernin. The list goes on.
That's fantastic. You mentioned that you've got something for children. So what, if people have young families, they're also invited?
Correct. There's always family tickets available for the festival. Kids under 12 are free every year. But this year is the first time we've had a specific kids concert that's happening on the Sunday morning for the first few hours from 11 to 1:30. And not only have we got Tiptoe Giants performing, we've also got our headline act Nefesh Mountain, who are doing a family concert. And there's separate tickets available just for that concert, which are only $20 for the adults, and the kids under 12 are free. So all of that information's on the website, and the booking links are on the website.
So we're all getting really excited because this is the most incredible music festival, Jewish music festival. It's a fantastic smorgasbord of Jewish music. What do you think the highlight this year is?
Well, definitely the highlight of the Jewish music, I think, will be Nefesh Mountain. You know, they do all the traditional Jewish songs that we've all grown up with, but with their bluegrass spin, and it's really just fabulous. Of course, there's also Ilan Kidron and his band Glass will be doing a set, which will be always excellent quality and a lot of fun. It's hard to just, there's going to be so many highlights. We've got some blues bands, we've got some rock bands, we've got some youths that are doing sort of electric, indie, sort of experimental stuff. There's really absolutely something for everybody, as there always is.
And the venue?
The venue this year is a new venue. It's at the recently renovated Emmanuel Synagogue in Woollahra. So we're taking advantage of some great acoustics in a new space that they've just created. And, it's going to be different to the pavilion, and we'll see how it goes.
Would you like people to bring their own sandwiches, or you offer food?
No, there's food. There's plenty of food going to be available in different stalls selling different types of cuisine, and some traditional Jewish food, I believe, will be on sale. And there'll be coffee, of course, and cakes and all that.
Do you also have an art exhibition at the same time?
Yes, there will also be an art exhibition on display in the newly renovated sanctuary as well.
Nicola Osher, we're looking forward to come to Sheer Madness and enjoy fantastic Jewish music. Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.